Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Luxembourg-based nanotechnology firm Occisai is investing $300 million to build the world's largest graphene nanotube production centre in Differdange. The project is expected to create over 300 jobs when production begins between 2028 and 2030. Economy Minister Lex Dellers says the development positions Luxembourg as a key player in industrial innovation and advanced materials technology in Europe. Rescue services are reporting an injured motorist on the Arlon motorway last night around 11 p.m. at the Sessange junction after colliding with a wild boar. Emergency services from the city and Sanem Differdange attended the scene. Luxembourg's statistics office, Statec, has briefed MPs from the Parliamentary Finance Commission on Luxembourg's economic outlook. Growth is forecast at just over 1% this year, rising gradually to 2.4% in 2029. Employment growth will remain modest, doing little to reduce the 6% unemployment rate. In international news, Turkey says all 20 people on board a military cargo plane have died after it crashed in Georgia. The aircraft had taken off from Azerbaijan on Tuesday afternoon, but went down shortly after crossing the Georgian border. The Defence Ministry confirmed there were no survivors. Indigenous protesters clashed with security at the COP30 climate summit in Brazil yesterday. Demonstrators breached barriers in Belém, demanding greater say on Amazon protection. Two security staff were injured and the site was briefly evacuated. Protesters say their environmental concerns continue to be ignored. G7 foreign ministers are gathering in Canada for 2 days of talks focusing on the Middle East and Ukraine. Germany's Annalena Baerbock has urged unity among her counterparts, warning that peace and security face unprecedented challenges. Berlin is also announcing a further €40 million for Ukraine to repair heating systems before winter arrives. And the US House of Representatives is meeting this evening to vote on an interim budget that would end the government shutdown. The Senate has already approved the measure, which would fund federal operations until the end of January. The shutdown has left tens of thousands of civil servants without pay since the 1st of October. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and Spain's Lamine Yamal has been withdrawn from the national squad for their World Cup qualifiers. The Spanish Football Federation expressed surprise and concern after discovering the 18-year-old had undergone an invasive radiofrequency procedure to treat a groin problem. Yamal had been due to join the squad for training on Monday. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has beaten Taylor Fritz at the ATP Finals in Turin, moving closer to finishing the year as world number one. The five-time Grand Slam champion came from behind to win 6-7, 7-5, 6-3, and now needs just one more victory to secure the top ranking for the second time.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The sun is shining pretty much all day, although it might be hidden by some clouds for some parts. Temperatures could feel a little chilly again this morning, around 6 degrees now, rising to a maximum of 13 degrees in the afternoon.